Hello, it's Angel. I wanted to do a new series for you. This will probably be posted once a week. I'm thinking Sunday nights. It'll definitely be 8 audios in this series. I'm not sure if I'll go any further than that. But I thought I would do a pillow talk series for you. And It has been kind of a long time coming. I'd been thinking about doing a series of non-sexual, non-orgasm, non-fantasy audios for you, because I hear from a lot of people that my audios help them fall asleep. And I know some people might take that as kind of an insult. But coming from someone who has so much difficulty falling asleep, if I can help someone unwind and relax enough to fall asleep, that's wonderful and a huge compliment. So I thought, and then I had recently started posting audios to Reddit, and I'd had quite a few requests for pillow talk audios there. So I just was trying to get some ideas together before I really jumped into this series. But a part of the inspiration for it, it sounds so deep, it's not. But I wanted to read to you something that kind of inspired me. I have a very dear friend that I share literature with, and we kind of go back and forth with things that strike us and that we want to share with each other. And I had found this when reading through some love letters. This is a poet, an older poet. He didn't write very much. His name is John Keats. And there's this whole collection of love letters he had written. And I just wanted to read you a little part of it. I promise it won't be very long. But it really kind of touched me and kind of made me sad that love letters and that kind of thing are kind of on their way out. I think some people still do. Anyways, so I didn't want to read the whole thing. I'm just going to start at the beginning and just kind of go a little bit into it. So this was written on July 8th, 1819. My sweet girl, your letter gave me more delight than anything in the world but yourself could do. Indeed, I am almost astonished that any absent one should have the luxurious power over my senses which I feel. Even when I am not thinking of you, I receive your influences and tender nature stealing upon me. All my thoughts, my unhappiest days and nights, have I find not all I, all cured me of my beauty, my love of beauty, but made it so intense that I am miserable that you are not with me, or rather breathe in that dull sort of patience that cannot be called life. I never knew before what such a love as you have made me feel was. I did not believe in it. My fancy was afraid of it, lest it should burn me up. But if you fully love me, though there may be some fire, 'twill not be more than we can bear when moistened and bedewed with pleasures. You mention horrid people, and ask me whether it depend upon them whether I shall see you again. Do understand me, my love, in this. I have so much of you in my heart that I must turn mentor when I see a chance of harm befalling you. I would never see anything but pleasure in your eyes, love on your lips, and happiness in your steps. I would wish to see you among those amusements suitable to your inclinations and spirits, so that our loves might be a delight in the midst of pleasures agreeable enough, rather than a resource from vexations and cares. All right, that last part's my favorite, so I just wanted to get to that. But anyway, so I just had some just random topics I was just kind of thinking of things that I could talk about. And so this one, I just wanted to kind of talk about things that I think are cute. That's kind of the theme for this one. And I was thinking about pet names, because pet names are really funny. I remember, right when I started dating, I thought they were awful. I remember in junior high and high school, there was like this group of cheerleaders that had all these pet names for not just their boyfriends, but for each other. Like, they didn't call each other their names. And growing up, I'd always loved my name. I just did. I loved it. And so I didn't want anyone to call me anything else. And when I started dating, a boy at the end of my sophomore year in high school, and we actually dated through college. And he had these weird pet names for me, and I for the life of me could not remember what they were, but they were horrible, and they were just so embarrassed me when he called them me, and he just thought it was the sweetest thing, so I let it go. I didn't want to rain on his parade, but oh my gosh, they were horrible. Then he had watched, oh my gosh, this is bad. He had watched this documentary on alligators. Yeah, if you know anything about alligators, I think you know where this is going. He watched this documentary on alligators, and a thing about alligators is when they're in the mood to mate, when they're mating, they make this noise. It's like this throaty noise against the water to let other alligators know that they're in the mood or whatever. And it's just this weird, just throaty, weird noise. And he would make that, like, when he saw me. Like, he just thought that was the sweetest thing. He was like, so weird. So, yeah, so you could all go YouTube or Google the alligator mating noise they make. And, oh my gosh, and then for Valentine, this has nothing to do with pet names, but same boyfriend. He's an astronomer. He's a very, very strong math skills. I barely got through math by the skin of my teeth. That's never been my subject. And I remember one Valentine's Day in college, he had sent me this beautifully made Valentine's Day card. But it was the front and back of it. You couldn't read it. It was all math equations, and you had to figure them all out and then plot all the different points on this graph to spell out what the message was. It was horrible. It was so terrible. I remember just giving it to my brother and saying, figure it out for me and let me know what it says. It was the thought that counts. So it took him a lot of time, I'm sure. So, but pet names, I think, like, besides that boyfriend, I've never really had anyone call me anything. Nothing that's coming to mind, besides my name. I like names. Like, I like a person's name. I don't like shortening people's names. Like, you know, if someone goes by, I'm trying to think. Just by, like, totally drawing a blank. Like, my dog, I call him, or no, this is better, my cat, Nicholas. My cat's name is Nicholas. It's always been Nicholas. It's never been anything else. He came with that name when I adopted him from the shelter. When I take him to the vet, there's this one vet assistant that calls him Nick. And I don't know why, but it drives me crazy. I'm like, it's not his name. Why are you calling him that? So, you know, when people just take the liberty on themselves to shorten a name. I don't know. That just kind of bothers me. But it's funny. I don't know. If you really follow my Tumblr, you'll see I'll randomly post things about, like, being called princess or princess things, and I don't really have, I don't know, I guess I kind of like the idea of the princessy things, but I don't, like, live a life of, like, I'm a princess, you should call me a princess. I don't, that's not me. But it's totally self-imposed. No one ever has called me princess. I mean, on a regular kind of basis. Like, growing up, like, my parents didn't call me that or anything like that. So that's totally just self-imposed. I just kind of like the idea of that. I think a lot of times people ask me, is there something that, like, will really turn you on? If I say this or during sex, is there something someone can really turn you on to say? And for a long time, my answer was always no, because it just depends on the person. Like, whatever naturally comes out, I mean, whatever you're feeling and that comes out to say to me, then, you know, obviously, that's better than, like, having something pre-planned. But then I've been really thinking about it. And I don't know why, I don't know what it is, but I've like, in the heat of the moment, like, totally, like, you are, like, your brain is gone. You are just, like, feeling, like, you know, when you've done all the foreplay, you're just, like, working to, you're, like, really close to coming or really close to an orgasm. And those are kind of the same thing, so I don't know why I had to separate them. But, and I don't know why, but having someone, when someone calls me babe, like, when they're not thinking, like, when that's what just comes to mind, like, that just in their voice, and that, I don't know what it is, but it's just, it kind of excites me, or makes me, like, my eyes, like, I'm like, oh, I like that. So that's really the only thing I can think of. I've never had any nicknames. Well, I used to teach, and I used to have these sunglasses, and some of the girls that I worked with used to call me Hollywood because of the glasses, but that was probably not that long-lived. Let's see here, what other thoughts did I have on things that I thought were cute? This is just really sweet, like, I love being read to. Growing up, obviously, my parents were really busy, and so I used to read to my sister and brother, like, because I was the oldest. I still am the oldest, I guess. It didn't really change. But I love being read to. I have relationship-wise, I've only had one boyfriend read to me, and it was so funny, because all he wanted to do after, like, a long day at work was, you know, just relax and hang out and then play video games. I've always dated guys that play video games, and I've actually ended relationships because the World of Warcraft, like, just took over their life, and I was just like, I can't deal with this. So WoW has taken a couple boyfriends from me. But maybe that just says something about me. I don't know. But he would, like, I would be about to fall asleep, and so he would, like, sit at the edge of the bed or sit and cuddle up with me and read me Lord of the Rings, which was really nice. And I don't remember any of it because I would fall asleep so fast. Maybe I just need to hire someone to read to me every night and help me fall asleep. Maybe I'll sleep better. Something that, like, just, like, puts me in a really good mood. I meant mood. Whatever I said before was not mood. But I love flowers. I love them. I had gotten them a couple of times, like, dating different guys, but the first time I went to I was in college, I went to D.C., and it was right when the cherry blossoms were in bloom, and I just fell madly in love with them. I just thought they were beautiful. They smelled amazing. I was just in love with them. So I kind of, like, that was, like, and then, well, growing up, I'd always, my mom in the yard always had lilac bushes. And so, I mean, that's always just, like, a warm, cozy, happy feeling when you smell those. And right now is in season, and I went to the zoo, like, 2 weekends ago, and they just had them everywhere. And I just kept, like, sneaking off into a corner and just, like, inhaling. And it was just, it smells so good. But then something I did in college, which, always just put me in a really good mood, was, like, once a week I would stop and get Gerber daisies from a florist. And they're really cheap, but they're pretty. They come in, like, they make them in all different colors. And, I used to always have, like, a vase of those on my desk when I was working on all my homework and stuff in college. It was funny because the florist, she didn't know, obviously, you know, she didn't know me or anything like that, but I must have been sick or busy or out of town or whatever, and I didn't get them. And so the next week she's like, oh my gosh, she's like, there's my Gerber daisy girl. And so I'm like, apparently that was what the people at the florist called me, was the Gerber daisy girl, because that was what I always got. So, really just random stuff here, I know. And something else I was thinking of that just, like, is just really cute and just really puts me in a good mood is, the movie Sense and Sensibility, the one with Emma Thompson and Hugh Grant and Kate Winslet, is really one of my favorite movies. If like I'm just in a bad mood or in a lousy mood, you know how you need something to change your mood. I will watch that, and it's really long. It's very long, but it's so good. And the best part, and I will never like fast forward to get to this part. I will always watch the whole thing through. But at the end, the characters, there's just been like all sorts of misunderstandings and all sorts of, you know, it's really Jane Austen wrote Sense and Sensibility, and just all this. All these, you know, feelings that women have about men, and they don't, it's not proper to share them. And anyways, so at the end of the movie, there was this misunderstanding where Eleanor Dashwood thought that the love of her life was married. And so when he came to visit, he was talking to her, and she realizes that he's not married. She realizes that, you know, she still has a chance to be with the love of her life. And she just loses it and makes this dramatic sobbing noise that is just like this wailing, but so much more dramatic. And just every time it just gives me, it's a horrible noise. It really is. But it just, like, I'm getting these chills right now just thinking about it. Just that, to think, like, I mean, really think about it. The love of your life, the person that has just mesmerized you and fascinated you, and you just couldn't get enough of them. And every day, you first thought you wake up in the morning is about them. And the last thought you think about at night is about them. And all through the day, you're wondering what they're doing and what are they happy? And so, she spent all this time. And then to find out, you know, that he was married, and just to be heartbroken and to think, you know, that was it. Like, have you ever just had, like, you're like, that's it. That is the only person in the world I want to be with. And so that's where she was. And then to find out, you know, he wants to marry her. It's such a good feeling. So that's like my favorite scene in all movies. But then on Netflix, I discovered this British comedy called Vicar of Dibley. And so I was watching a couple because my mom always watched British comedy. So it was kind of like an acquired taste I had gotten. And on the last two episodes that they ever made of this, it was kind of the same thing where this woman thinks that, you know, she really falls in love with this guy, Harry, and he comes in and they're talking and she was crying because she had watched that scene in Sense and Sensibility and she was making fun of Emma Thompson and how she just made that horrible noise and they were making fun of that noise. So then later in the next episode, he asks her to marry him and she makes that noise and it's so funny. And so it kind of gives me that same, oh my gosh, it's so funny. But, I always, kind of think about that, like, I've always thought of myself as kind of this, I'm a pretty girl, I'm just cute, like, I've never thought of myself as some, sex goddess or anything like that, but I've always just been confident in the way I look, and being a performer for a long time kind of did that, because it's like, why would I get so many roles and parts and stuff like that if I was, like, horrible looking or looked like the beaten with an ugly stick or something like that. So I'd always had, but I'd never thought of myself as beautiful or sexy or anything like that. And so watching that episode of Vicar of Dibley when you know, just this regular girl gets asked to be married by this gorgeous, handsome man. I always just been like, oh, you know, and so I always, and his name in this TV show is called, his name's Harry. And so I'm always like talking about how in my head, I'm like, I'm looking for my Harry, I guess is what I say. It's so silly, but well, that's really all, I kind of had, I've really talked a lot about that, obviously. It's something that's special to me. But I hope that, you had kind of, this was a good little start. My goal is to make it 30 minutes. Obviously, didn't happen. The other topics, really quick, if you've listened this far, just feel free and like send me anything you want to hear me kind of talk about randomly. I'm in bed right now. I'm just kind of curled up and just talking. This was fun. And I hope that you're wonderful. And if you're about to fall asleep, I hope that you do have very sweet dreams. And if you're just kind of listening to this, just to see like, oh, what'd she put up now? And I hope it was mildly entertaining. Alright, everybody. I adore you. I love you so much. And thanks for listening. Mwah.